It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web worldwide. This morning, I want to talk about, or this afternoon, rather, I want to talk about the DUI device that's been coming on. I've been hearing about it. People who are convicted of DUI. That device, folks, I don't think will work. In fact, I know it won't work. Because think about it. If these guys are willing to drive under the influence, don't you think they're going to have the device disconnected? Yeah. They're going to have it disconnected. And anybody will do it for a price. Then what good is it? There's only one way to curb DUI. Is confiscate the car. Take the car. Okay? Now, if you know you're going to lose your car driving under the influence, would you take a chance? I don't think so. You won't chance losing your car. And if you did lose your car and try to borrow somebody else's car, do you think they would chance letting you their car so they can lose their car too? Think about that. It's like the unregistered vehicles now on the road. Okay? The law is still on the books that all unregistered vehicles be impounded. Do you see anybody getting impounded for unregistered vehicle? No. They have every excuse in the book why they shouldn't impound the vehicles. Oh, good morning, Mr. Tracy Arakaki. Oh, boy. Always late. Anyway, getting back to the DUI. You have to make it stricter laws. The law is too lenient, folks. Think. If it was your son or daughter, your husband, your wife, or your relative, brother, sister, whatever, that got killed by a drunk driver, okay? Then it's different. The mothers against drunk driving, they need to get more serious and push for stricter laws. Okay? You see a lot of murder victims because the laws are lenient. But if it if it was like before that you get executed for killing somebody, I don't think you do it.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. My wake-up call was the Bucky Lake incident. My friend's sister got killed in that. She was only 16.
But did anybody do anything?
No. Well, he served 8 years. We did the anti-speeding campaign last year. That one kid that killed that school teacher, he had a 10-year sentence. Guess how many of that did he actually serve?
Yeah, but that one there, I looked at the reports and everything.
Right.
She cut him off. She didn't look in the back to see if he was coming.
Still, though, if he wasn't going over 100 miles an hour, that would have never happened.
Tracy, he couldn't go over 100 miles an hour over there. The whoopee-doos over there, he would lose control. I went and I did the test and I tried it. Impossible. He was doing maybe 80 at the tops. No more than that. If he went more than that, he would have lost control of the vehicle. Easily.
Well, that's what happened.
He was coming down and she was crossing into his lane with no lights. She had no lights on. It was very early, no tail lights. By the time he noticed, she was right in his path.
Well, he admitted that he was racing another vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, but still, if she had looked in the rear view and saw the cars coming and stayed out of his way, he would have been okay. She would have been okay. Because her husband in the passenger seat looked back and he saw the car. He saw she was cutting in front of that car. You know, when somebody's changing lanes, the passengers always look back most of the time.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, you know, then it comes down to it too. I mean, if he wasn't doing excessive speed and
Okay. But still,
because the average driver is not aware of those type of things because they're not racers. They're just not accustomed to seeing that kind of situation.
Most accidents, okay? Most moving violations could be avoided by either party. If either party was doing whatever, they could have avoided it. So, you know, in that case there, if she was looking back, she could have avoided it. If he wasn't speeding, he could have avoided it.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
You know.
But both ways, yeah. So
But the bottom line is for that, and this is a common occurrence, a lot of the judges handed down sentences, 8 to 10 years. You know how many months how much time this kid actually served out of that sentence that he was given? 3 months.
See?
3 months. And then he was back on the street. You know, since that school teacher Kealoha died, she was the only breadwinner in her family. The family ended up dispersing. They don't even talk to each other. It's a sad situation that was avoidable.
Well,
you know,
that's the thing. You know, reckless driving. Anyway, the DUI thing, I think it's a joke, because if the guy is a chronic drinker, they're gonna disconnect the device. And they're going to continue driving.
Right. That's right.
But...
Oh, they could also have it so that somebody else who's sober with them in the car can blow into it.
There's all kinds of ways.
Right.
But if you take away the vehicle, hello, he's on foot.
Right. But isn't that what the law is for the excessive? Was that 25, 35 over the speed limit? They can impound your vehicle?
They don't. They never do. And their excuse is, we don't have a place to put it. What do you mean you don't have a place to put it?
How much state property is sitting out there doing nothing?
It's empty.
Yeah.
You know, but the minute you start putting vehicles off the road, people are going to wise up and say, oh, I don't want them to take my car.
Right.
You see? But I don't know. It's my thinking. Okay? It needs to be stricter. The penalty is too lenient.
Even multiple offenders.
Yeah. I don't know. It's up to you, the people of Hawaii, to change things. You know, I can talk and talk and talk, but it's the people that can do it. Okay, moving along with a catch can to recover oil on supercharged vehicles. That's turbocharged and supercharged. When they are supercharged or turbocharged, they push out motor oil into the positive crankcase ventilation system, which goes back, the oil goes back into the engine through the intake and fouls up the spark plugs, causes it to run real bad. It's just a bad deal. You need to install what is called a catch can. The oil gets into this container and is held there, and the clean air goes through to the engine.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay. And all of the Lightnings, the Ford Lightnings, the Ford Cobras that have superchargers, the Celine Mustangs, should have them. But I know of only about two or three that have them.
Speaking of Mustangs, that one that your son's building at your shop, that thing is going to be a terror.
Yeah. And he don't have a catch can. He's got to go get one now. Talking about Celine's, I got to tell you about this. So if you know about this guy, Steve Mix, has a Celine, one of the nicest Celines in Hawaii. He sent his rear axle cover to the mainland to have polished. It's aluminum cover, mm-hmm. a special cover, mm-hmm. okay? And he put tape on the cover, says, do not polish here, that's on the outside. And he put tape on the inside, says, polish here. So, the guy polished the inside, not the outside. And the polisher calls me back and says, how come he wants to polish the inside, not the outside? What he wanted was, he wanted them to polish the outside, but not the word Celine. He didn't want them to buff off that word Celine.
Mm.
But they couldn't understand. They just never polished the outside, only polished the inside. So, the guy calls me from California and says, explain this. Why did the guy want the inside polish and not the outside?
Port and polish, right? They're putting gear oil.
So, I don't know. I don't know about that.
So, did it get solved?
Yeah, it got solved. We had him polish the outside, too.
But not the words?
Not the word.
Okay, so then...
Oh boy, I tell you.
When people want things customized sometimes,
they don't understand English.
Right, right.
So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got questions or whatever. You know, we can talk about it. Anyway, the new trend now on rear axle back wheel drive cars is lighter gear lube instead of heavier. The old trend was 90 weight, which is very thick oil.
Right.
They're going to zero weight now.
Really? But
yeah.
What about the maintenance and changing that because of the low viscosity?
The same thing as the regular. But the thinner weight oil is found to protect the gear way, way, way much better than the thick oil.
So because it penetrates more, I guess, into...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the other thing is the potholes. You know, I've sat quiet for a while, but now I got to redo my truck front end suspension because of the potholes. The joints have come loose.
Right.
And, you know, this is ridiculous, folks. Oahu is the only island with the most potholes. What are we going to do about it? If you don't care about your car getting yanked out of joints and all that, and you spending thousands of dollars to repair the front end, then fine. Go with it. You know, politicians run for office, say, I promise to fix the potholes. But how can we make them accountable? They don't fix it because they don't care. They get loads of money. They can pay for a new front end. You know? But this is ridiculous. You know, I'm really getting fed up with this pothole thing. And the next thing you know is somebody's going to get badly injured because of the potholes and the car could not stop and avoid an accident. And there's going to be a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is going to be against us, the taxpayers. Just like the sewer fees.
Right.
It's us, the taxpayers, that's paying it. Not the mayor. We're going to pay it. Now, like my son Todd said, why doesn't the mayor pay for it out of his pocket? Then maybe he would have done something before this happened.
Well, he had enough barato envelopes, so...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Geez, he don't care because he don't pay. But if you make the politicians liable for it, then maybe different, yeah? Okay, who's on the phone?
We got Richard.
Who? We can barely hear you. What did you say?
We have Richard from Huntsville.
Hi, Richard.
I want to make a comment, ask a question, yeah? Dr. Ernie, you know with the rail system, if they use the rubber wheels instead of the fixed rail system, it's half the price to build, half the maintenance. And if it's an emergency, something comes up where the emergency vehicle has to use it, like a fire truck, fire engine, or ambulance, that they'll be used to have access on that. So what I'd like to know, the mayor, you know, Mufi, ex-mayor, and his cohorts, why are they so against of having something to save not only there as well pay taxes, and our people and our children, you know, the taxes half the price and half the maintenance.
Hmm. Well, I'm totally against any kind of rail.
So I am, yeah.
Okay, for number one, it's going to dislocate people.
Yeah.
You're taking homes, businesses, and all that. That's out. Okay? Number two, we can't afford it. We have potholes, we have sewer problems, all of that. You fix what is need fixing now. You know, it's like your house is falling apart by termites and you go out and buy a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Well, you look at who are, you know, now mayor, you know, mayor who's not trying to run for governor. You look at who all of his big campaign contributors were. Who was the biggest ones that tried to push for it? And why is it steel on steel?
Yeah.
Iron Workers is for the big example right there. That union is one of the biggest backers of this. They're one of the biggest contributors, and that's why thus the steel on steel.
Yeah. And he got caught. And he got caught going up there without saying to meet with the manufacturers, yeah, the guys up there.
Right.
Yeah, but see, what the people got to wake up and see is this. People come to Hawaii to see beautiful Hawaii. They didn't come to see high-rises. They didn't come to see a rail. They came to see what Hawaii is all about.
This is going to be one of the biggest white elephants in the history of the United States.
Exactly.
We're the smallest city in the entire world, and I asked this to Councilman Tam. We're the smallest city in the entire world that's going to have a fixed rail system.
Crazy.
All of these cities who have these rail systems are 5 million plus population.
It's so crazy.
It is.
You know, and it's all to cut the traffic from the leeward side. You know, my answer to that is, hey, if you don't like the traffic, move.
Move.
Move. Get out of here.
Because that's the big bucks. That's their second city. They all want to plan, and these guys are going to come and take the agricultural land, what they're trying to do,
yep,
and put more holes, more houses.
Right.
No, the big thing is...
from Waiholi Waikani.
Yeah, the big thing that people are not looking at is when they build that rail, they're going to shut down highways.
Well, what is the biggest...
And the highways, when you shut them down, it's going to be mega traffic, folks. Wake up, and it's going to be like that for 10 years.
You look at, well, it's probably going to be longer than that.
10 years. I doubt it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be not in any of our lifetime anyway.
10 plus 2, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, if you shut down the freeways and highways for 1 month, how many people can take it?
Yep. Remember when we were building the viaduct? How long did it take the viaduct? 20 years?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
H3, how long was the H3?
Yeah.
And the lucky thing that thing was going away from population areas.
Yeah, know? This is going to be in populated areas.
Right, smack dab.
I'm against it. I'm sorry, but I'm against it.
I am too. But just that, you know, like the I'm just finding out like the worst of the less of two evils. You know, if it's going to be, I mean, if I, you know, I've sat on my neighborhood board for over 6 years, and it seems like, you know, the dice cast, it is going to happen against, you know, against my strong belief, and I just
right.
can't, to my core, to my very core. Children, you know, I'm on Prospect, I'm up on Punch Bowl, and we're going to see this damn thing going right across this
corner. That's
land,
crazy. That's so
it's
crazy.
It's crazy. But then, the perverse question, if in the beginning, if you want to push this, and, you know, like I'm saying, the rubber wheels have to cost, have to maintenance, you know, why in the heck wouldn't you do that? I mean, if it's going to be stuff ran down our throat, why not, you know, something that, you know, I would
no.
say we could live with, it'd be better. Of course, I'm against it totally, but why fix rail and not anything going back up there? To me, sounds, you know, seems like, you know, like, you know, he's getting some kind of kickback.
Well, you could.
Well, you know, he's getting
he's
a kickback.
Getting a kickback, yes, for not saying anything. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, you look at Well, you look at the overall cost for this. What is the projection? $7 billion, five
yeah.
to $7 billion.
Yeah. I doubt
okay.
it.
China, China built one right now, exact same length as the supposed finished length is supposed to be here. They did it with a maglev system. For $1.2 billion. Why is ours so much higher? It's because of the labor union costs.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, well, I just wanted to shoot that out there. You know, if we had to do it, why not? People get up and, you know, if we can't reverse it, go for the rubber, you know, the rubber wheels. The,
we can reverse it.
Yeah.
Because the people of Hawaii control.
Exactly.
And they're about time they grab the steering wheel and start driving.
Well, you know, lucky thing is the election year. Because, look, we're going to be re-electing a new mayor. A lot of the city council members are going to be gone as well, too. So this thing is not, it's not a done deal.
It's not concrete.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I pray so.
Okay.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks
so
for
much,
calling.
Man. And I really love your show, man, George. Keep up the good work. We
thank you.
Really need you, man. Thank you very much.
back.
He feels by my well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob is very sad today.
Why?
Very sad. You know the two gentlemen that died yesterday?
Yeah.
And the car? You know that's a completely illegal installation they did?
I'm not surprised.
You cannot switch the gas accelerator and the brake pedal. It's against federal law. It's against state law. And I looked it up, and they have kits. Now, picture this, because everybody's going to go, well, he couldn't drive it. There's a kit they put in the car where the accelerator pedal goes where the clutch pedal would be, and there's a bar that goes across. You following me, George?
Yep.
And then there's another pedal. So either person gets in the car, you press the gas pedal, is going to be where you expect it. And the brake pedal has to be where you expect it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, this is what happened. And I can't believe it. And I've been reading and looking up on this all morning. And the guy admits he did it. Oh, yeah, we do it all the time. So I'm telling you, if you got that set up, you have to change it. I mean,
Mickey Mouse setup.
There's just no excuse. And this is what we always say, George. You think you're getting away with something, or you're saving a little money, and how do you feel when two people die? I mean, how do you live with that? And I swear, I'm not picking on the guys. That's why I'm not saying their names. You can look up the story. And they're in the newspaper just, you know, saying, yep, we did the modification, and that's how we do it.
Well, we install those too, but we don't do it that way. We had Daryl Huff call. He called me up yesterday. He was going to do a cover story, but he wanted a sample, and I didn't have one. We order it as we need it. Now, I explained to him, when we do the conversion, the gas pedal is still the gas pedal where it's supposed to be, and the brake pedal is the brake pedal where it's supposed to be. That's it.
Right, exactly. It's just amazing to me. I just upsets me. It could have been worse. What if there was a busload of tourists there? What if it was by a school? I mean, come on, folks. You got to think out there. As always, take care of your car. Safety, folks. Think. I mean, it's not hard to do. Think safety. And, you know, before I go on to accidents, you're right. Usually accidents are 50-50 and 90%. But there are times, like if you're sitting at a stoplight and the guy runs through and hits you or something. But
that's something else.
But when you're driving, you got to drive defensively. I always say that. You should be looking in your mirrors every 10 seconds. You got to know what's going on around you.
That's right.
And most people don't know about mirrors.
No, they just, oh, yeah, you could be driving behind somebody.
Right.
And, you know, and they, and you can tell. They're looking straight ahead. And then, of course, in Hawaii, what do? You change lanes, and then you turn on your turn signal after you change to say, oh, thanks for letting me cut you off. Then you give them that shucka sign. Ha-ha, screw you, see ya. Okay, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, boy. I'm glad he cut it off. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Hi, Trace.
How's it? Hey, question, man. So what? The councilman, congressman, did you ever get back to you yet?
No. He's far away, man.
Just, so you purple and turning gray already or what?
Oh, nah, I gave up. And no more computer, so I can't bug him that way. But I wanted to mention to you guys and everybody listening that, you know, the governor has been taking her time about signing off on that EIS for the rail. And the one thing that I really liked what she said, she was commenting about it last week. And she said that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the minute the feds give the money for that project to the city, whether that project is successful or not, the city, which means us, we'll be owing that money for the rest of our lives till that money's paid back. And if it's not successful, we still have to pay it. So she is thinking that, you know, this is getting ridiculous, because look at what the city just hit us with on that sewer
right.
fine from the Fed.
Yep.
That $100 billion sewer fine. And I don't know about everybody else out there, but you know my water bill?
Oh, yeah, water, sewer.
I got my bill, and my water was $50, and my sewer fee was $250.
Holy moly.
And I'm one guy in one house.
It's going to go higher next year, you know.
Yeah, George, that's what's so frightening is they said
you see, If Mufi had done something 5 years ago when he was first told to do it, we wouldn't be faced with this. But he said, no, screw you. I don't need to do it.
Yeah, I just ignored it, yeah?
Yeah, because he's not going to pay it. We're going to pay it. So I hope the people of Hawaii wakes up. This is not right.
Well, when we heard that, when the news first broke that the feds had found out that the city was in violation. I remember seeing a news report that said mayor at that time said that every household is going to have to pitch in, and maybe $400 a household.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What about the seniors on fixed income?
Exactly.
George, I'm one of those seniors. You know, I'm retired.
Yeah. So what happens?
Did you guys property taxes go up too?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so everything went up. Water, sewer, and property taxes.
Yeah.
And you want him for governor?
Exactly.
You so got to be dreaming, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you guys brought that up.
You got to be dreaming.
If the people of this good state vote that guy in for governor...
I give up.
Just, yeah, kiss whatever money you have left. Just kiss it goodbye now.
Because
he has no problem with taking our money, as we've all noticed.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
hey,
thanks for the call.
Smiling, right?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Okay, we have Morris from Kailua.
Hey, Morris.
Hi, George. I have a 2002 Toyota Sienna, and what would be the most common causes of the check engine light coming on solid?
The most common cause is the O2 sensor on the exhaust,
uh-huh.
or the emission control system. In either case, both of them is caused not by the ethanol, by oil being put into the gas. You cannot in any which way put oil into the gasoline. And the oil companies are putting oil in the gasoline to buffer the melting of pistons. 6 years ago, they asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane by three numbers. And by doing that, it started melting pistons on a lot of people's cars, causing thousands and thousands of dollars of damage. Now, to stop that from happening and stop them from having a class action lawsuit, they put oil into the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's causing all these check engine lights from coming on.
Oh, have you noticed that that has increased substantially?
Substantially? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is having that problem now.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh.
And they're blaming the ethanol. It's not the ethanol. In fact, it's just the opposite. We're finding that if you put 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of gas, you don't have that problem.
Oh, so most likely would be the O2 sensors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many O2 sensors there are in a 2002 Sienna engine, V6 engine?
Three.
Would you know that offhand?
Three. Yep.
Okay.
They're about $200, almost $300 each.
Wow. And the second most, you said something else. What was that?
The emission controls, the vapor system. That one you might as well forget because it's about $800.
Oh, you mean the charcoal?
Yeah.
All that, everything kind
yep.
of pulling that.
Yep. It's all from the oil.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the state, your politicians, not mine, okay?
Uh-huh.
The state allowed them to do that. And it's only been done in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They cannot do it in America because it's illegal. It's federally illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And only in Hawaii, it's three numbers down on the octane, oil in the gas, and up to 10% ethanol instead of 10%.
Right.
You know, and if those politicians could think, if they couldn't mix 10% ethanol, how are they blending the gasoline?
Yeah, how do they know if it's 92 or...
Yeah, it's not.
But it's not 92. I mean, you said it's three numbers down, but how do they even know how much octane it has if they cannot figure that simple thing out?
Yeah, that's one excuse.
Yeah.
So, you know, and if you call, if anybody calls the Consumer Protection and put a complaint,
mm-hmm.
they will not do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one more comment before I get off. Happened to me just not too long ago, and I just wanted to mention it in case some other people might happen to them, is that, you know, one car was going to turn left, we were stopped at the stop sign, yeah? Not a traffic light, but just a stop sign. And then I was going to turn right, and it was dark. So... one car was coming down on the right side of the road from our left to the right. And as soon as that car passed, I was going to go turn right. And I almost hit a bicycle guy riding really, really fast. And the only reason why I didn't hit him was because he had blonde hair. He didn't have a helmet. He was wearing dark clothes, right pedaling behind that car. And so after I turned right, and then I caught up with him, and I told him, hey, gotta have lights, bro. And he told me, you better stop next time. But I was stopped. So what dawned on me was, if I had hit him, and he would have claimed that I never stopped at the stop sign. And so I might have got into a lot of trouble, although I did stop. He was the one that was going without the light, so...
A lot of them do that.
Yes, so I just wanted to mention that in case any of your listeners, if they come to a stop sign...
Watch for the bikes.
Dark, watch for the stupid bikes.
Yeah, you know that if you hit the bike, you got to pay for it.
Yeah. And then
right or wrong.
And he yelled at me. He says, why don't you stop? And then that's what I know, that's what he would tell the police if...
That you didn't stop.
But I did stop, and he was the one that was riding without lights, so I cannot even see him.
Yeah, but the cops would have come, and they would have seen lights not on his bicycle.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to think about it.
But he would have claimed that I never stopped at the stop sign.
Yeah, you would be at fault.
Yeah. So I just want to mention that when you come to the stop sign at dark, make sure there's no bicycles coming.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back with Automotive 101 and your host George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Panisham Motorsports.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the mic?
We have Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Punchable.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, fast comment about the guy with a bike with the lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back when I was delivering paper in the late 60s, this officer stopped me. I didn't have a light delivering paper. Said, I need a light. And I remember way back then, he said, when you're riding your bike on a road, that's a vehicle. It's supposed to have a fixed headlight on the bike and a fixed tail light. They used to have those little generators. Yeah, you used to clip them and it goes on your tires.
Mm-hmm.
Or those and lights. And it's against the law. It's the law. You're supposed to have them. But you see nowadays these guys with their racing bikes and all these new bikes out there. The awful cops just drive right by them without even giving them a second look. And they don't. I had several occasions I almost hit a bike rider, somebody on a bicycle. They have no lights and nothing's being done about it. That's a vehicle, and it should have headlights. I don't know, what should we do? You know, maybe call the police chief or something and have them target, you know, guys without lights on their bikes?
A lot of it is due to the city council and the mayor, because they control the police chief.
Right.
And if they say, hey, you guys got to start enforcing that, then they will enforce it. But if it's not from upstairs telling them that they have to do it, they won't do it.
Yeah, because I know for a fact, you know, back then it is a law. You're supposed to have on in the back, and these guys.
But they all don't have them.
Yep. And, you know, with these high bikes, we had stingrays and stuff. Now with these aluminum bikes and the technology, these guys are flying.
I know.
Especially on the crosswalk. They're not really in the crosswalk. You're coming, and this guy on the sidewalk, just, boom, you know, and I had this holler guy give me a stink eye, because he's in a crosswalk, and, you know, he's about to yell at me, and I told him, you know, you're not supposed to be on a crosswalk, sidewalk. Your vehicle, mm-hmm. and it should be on the road. You have to look out for that too, because they cross in the crosswalk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we should call office and information of complaints or something. And
that's your politicians.
You know, let's call and do something about it. Because heaven forbid if you came close to hitting some guys. You know.
Yep.
And then you're gonna be the one at fault.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't have lights on it, they're breaking the law. Yeah.
But still, your fault.
Could be your fault.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to comment on that, and you know,
okay.
Somebody has an idea, a councilman or something, let's, you know, do something, because there's a lot of bike guys out there, and you know, everybody, I don't hit anybody.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
George, just a quick question. You know, with the different brands of silicone now, which is supposed to be the better of the two, the CRC or the AMSOIL?
AMSOIL is better, you get more.
I just bought a can the other day because George suggested it, and I really liked it.
Yeah, because I need to I need to buy someone to re-silicone.
Yeah, just give Mario a call.
Okay.
Okay?
Or
okay.
Pacific Mooring.
Thanks, Dean.
Pacific Motoring Accessories, they're a distributor out there. I picked it up from them too.
Oh. About that, how's the ethanol?
Was awesome. Filled it up twice already.
Oh boy.
But yeah, it did see a bump in increase in the mileage. Definitely increased the throttle response for
the
sure.
The mileage?
Yeah.
You're talking mileage?
Yeah.
Tracy Arakaki? Talking mileage?
Yeah.
You talk only horsepower.
But you could feel the increase in that too.
Oh.
It was in my girlfriend's Miata. So, yeah.
Try 3 gallons next time.
We'll try that next time for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, then you'll be really stuck.
No, but it did make a difference. She even noticed it. Like, I asked her, what did she think about it? And she said all the same things. She said that it just felt not as sluggish, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lot livelier, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Recently, there was an accident at the treetop restaurant in Manoa where a guy had his SUV modified, where he had the gas pedal on the left, the brake on the right, and he ran over to two friends of him, friends in the parking lot. That reminded me more of when my dad got run over at 10 years ago in the parking lot, too. And his best friend, but what do you think of the elderly people at a certain age not being able to drive anymore, and should they be driving at all?
Well, that's why Damien Farias from Maui Toyota came up with that good idea of a simulator. And when you hit a certain age, you would have to get on the simulator, and they check if you're really able to drive, and if you don't pass the simulator, then you're out.
Yep.
Right.
That, I think, would be a great idea, because you cannot put all the seniors in one basket.
Right.
Okay, because there's a lot of seniors out there that really coordinate it.
Right.
But some of them, oh boy.
Well, they cannot coordinate.
Well, in that case, where the parking lot at the restaurant in Manoa,
yep.
The fault is on that person converting the car to a handicap car.
Right.
Because you are not supposed to switch the pedals around.
Right.
And we've done that conversions before, but the conversions that we use, it leaves the gas pedal where it is and the brake pedal where it is.
Right.
Nothing is altered.
Mm-hmm.
So a normal person can jump in and drive it, no problem.
Right. I can't understand how he got his permit to change it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nice talking to you guys, huh?
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Aloha.
That would be like all of a sudden switching the green lights and the red lights.
Oh, I tell you, I don't
switch
know.
The traffic lights around.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Panisham Motorsports.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you got a question, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Either question or comment or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I got a question.
Okay.
How's your supply of the ethanol now? Because you got me kind of hooked on it. So like, I don't want to have a break when I need to have gas fill up, you know?
Well, it's kind of running low. I got to put in an order. Soon.
I don't want to have a break.
Hopefully it comes through okay. If it doesn't come through okay, you're going to have a break. You're going to be running gasoline for a while. So, those that are using the ethanol, they're really getting hooked on it. It is good.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. The other day, I had a safety check. The guy came in. I failed him because the tires were cracking beyond safe. And he was told to change the tires. He drove off, came back cussing at me that this other service station gave him safety check. And the safety check agent there told him, it's not the cracking, it's the threads only. Only the threads. They don't care about the cracking. I said, well, you can go do that, but I'm concerned about your safety, and I say you need to change the tires.
Right.
He disagreed. I cannot understand how people put their safety way in the back burner and would drive on bad tires. Well, hopefully he's not around me when he's flipping
over. The
sidewall
blows
up.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I recommend using Rain-X on your windshield. It repels water and makes the vision clearer. Okay? Much, much better for the windshield. Okay? And you should change your wiper blades every 6 months. You should change the wiper blades.
6 months, not annually.
No. The wiper blades just don't hold up. And seeing clearly is better than not seeing at all.
What about those, they got those wipes, yeah, the one that you can help to restore the rubber and stuff? That's pretty good, too?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay? Now, this is election year. Please ask the politicians how they plan to make the economy better. I have yet to see one politician that has an idea to make money for the people. Show me a politician that thinks about us, and I will show you a flying Hawaiian donkey.
And other than raising our taxes.
Right. I mean, well, every politician you talk to, they go, jobs and the economy are their number one.
That's fine. All talk.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your plan and solution to have those things happen, you know?
No plan. No plan at all.
It's kind of like that song right now that's popular with the kids. It's called I Want to Be a Billionaire. The song talks about that he wants to be a billionaire, but doesn't talk about how to achieve it, you know?
No, we're talking about the billionaire. Give us a call at 296-5467. A very, very good friend of mine in Texas. I was talking with him. I talked with him a lot. And I told him, you know, Corey, money is nothing. And he disagreed with me. And he told his other friend, who's a multi-billionaire, that I say money is nothing. That billionaire left. Well, just last week, he told my friend Corey to tell me, and I'm right, because that man is dying.
Mm.
He has stomach cancer, and his lifespan is a month or two. And he's telling everyone he knows, whoever can give him a stomach so he can live, he gives them everything he owns.
Mm.
Because he said what I told him is true.
Right.
Money is nothing. Because money cannot save his life. He's done. So what's the use of all the money?
Right.
Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George, you know the white people, this robber?
Yeah.
Can sperm with silicone too?
Yeah, you can.
Is it gonna, then you can, because I'm fucking expensive, man. I just changed mine and, wow.
Cost money, yeah?
Yeah, you gotta buy the whole thing. You can just buy the replacement rubber now.
Yeah, they have cheaper ones.
Yeah, but the silicone going prolong the...
It does.
So...
But you gotta put it on every week.
Oh! By then all the cans be all empty.
The sun is very, very damaging to rubber, number one.
Yes.
You know, you can be healthy and no money. That's all you need. But if you're sick and dying, no sense to have money.
Right.
Okay. So, who's next? Oh, Wanda's on the phone.
Okay, we have Tom from Kapahulu.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, you know, speaking about bike riders, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I've never noticed a bike rider ever stop at a stop sign before.
Because they're right.
And I asked the police about that. And the police told me that they are supposed to obey the stop sign just as much as any other vehicle on the road. So they're supposed to be stopping too. But they never do.
Because it's not enforced.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Okay, George, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467.
We have Raymond from Honolulu.
Hi, Raymond.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Nito?
Oh, okay.
First of all, like I always say, man, it's the need for president.
Nah. I don't want everybody to throw stones at me like Obama.
No, bro, you get good ideas, and I agree with a lot of them. Anyway, you're talking about tires just a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few weeks ago, my wife's car had four tires that needed to be changed. It was bullet head. I got my money's worth of tires. I got like 4 years out of them, and then I decided to change them one day because one of them started to tear. There was a rip. So I said, okay, four more new tires. Long story short, she got four new tires. Of course, every time you get new tires, you get a wheel alignment. Brought the car home, wife was real happy. So all you husbands out there, you know, that's one way of making your wife happy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Very, very few really think that way. And if you notice, a lot of families, the husband drives the new car, the wife drives the old car. That's not right.
Mm.
You know, the husband should drive the old car, and the wife drives the new car.
But, well, not only is his wife happy, but she's also going to be a lot safer on the roadway.
Yeah, safety is number one. Okay, who's next?
We have Tim from Nu'uanu.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hi. You know, I just had a quick comment. I ride a bike, and I've ridden them for years, and I obey all the laws on the road. You know, I'm sure there's people who don't. In the same way, when I drive in my car, you know, there's, you know, I don't think they have a blinker law here. Nobody uses the turn signal.
Yeah, so, it's too hard this way.
Yeah, I know. It's too far away from their hands, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. The hair on the back of my neck stood up when I'm getting these calls. I'm listening to the calls. So, you know,
it's both ways, because there are drivers out there that are just terrible, and they aim for bike riders.
Yeah, that was another point I was going to make. I'm Hallie, and, you know, I don't want to mention the ethnicity of the people who try to run me off the road, but it's happened quite a few times. I've been here like over 20 years. So
yeah.
I come for the fish in the sun. And
you know what I've noticed from people as the years go on? The people are getting more... thinking more like me, myself, and nobody else.
Yeah.
Like I was telling this one guy the other day, in the old days, when you were painting your porch, the whole neighborhood would come in and help you paint your porch. Today, not even your family helps you paint the porch. You paint it yourself.
Either that or you got to bribe them with pizza and beer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but not before. Before, everybody come in, they help, you made lunch, everybody lunch together. It was really nice. The human race is really messing up.
Really I agree. Bad. Well, I love your show, George. Let's
Thank you.
Everybody. Aloha.
Aloha. Anyway, that's what it's all about, helping each other. But we lost it someplace.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse.
Yeah, but the island of Molokai help each other. If you get away from the modernization, the people are better. When they get all modernized with this fancy stuff,
right?
Terrible. Well, that's the sign to get out of here.
Aloha oi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Chaz is telling me, get, go out, get out of here. Anyway, thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, George. Thanks for the ethanol. Man. See you again this week.
Yeah. I just ran out.
What?
Anyway, folks, take care of each other, and please stop that rail. We don't need that. If they don't like it, okay, it was their choice to live that side. Anyway, take care of each other. Drive carefully. Please don't drink and drive, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. The views and opinions